Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, the show that keeps you informed in all things mortgages throughout Scotland.
Today we are going to be talking about remortgaging, and I'm going to help you understand what a remortgage is and what the benefits of remortgaging and some of the risks as well of remortgaging your property. So what I'll do is, first of all, I'll just give you a little bit of a recap and me and a little bit about me and what I do. So my name's Tony Flynn. I'm the director of Tony Flynn Mortgages. I set the business up over 4 years ago with the main aim to provide knowledge and educate people around mortgages and overall finance, because I feel that there is a lack of education around this. So when I set the business up, it was to help provide and educate around this. But I've been involved in financial services for over 15 years in various different roles. Previous to becoming a mortgage broker, I was helping high net worth clients manage their finances, and then I moved into coaching, training and developing staff members and how to help high net worth clients manage their finances. And then from there, I became a mortgage broker. And I've been doing that since about 2016-2017, when I left retail banking as an in-house mortgage advisor. But to touch on the key points in today's video, what a remortgage is, I'm going to go through a few of the key things about remortgaging. And this is essentially the process of switching your mortgage deal from one current deal to another. So that's whether you're switching it with your existing lender, switching it to a new lender. And it can be a fairly straightforward process most of the time. Really easy to apply for when you compare it to moving house or buying a new home, because you don't really need to worry about the chains that's involved, all of the legal work that's involved when you're buying somewhere or when you're buying and selling estate agents. There's none of that. It's just a straight mortgage swap, which makes the process a lot more simple. And what's also available out there is what's called is a product transfer or a rate switch. And this is where you can actually stay with your existing lender and change the deal over to something that they've got on offer for existing clients. Not every lender out there offers this, but those who do, you're able to do it, and it's often done instantly. Some lenders do take a little bit of time, and there is sometimes application processes in place for it. But on the whole, it can happen almost instantly with a number of lenders. But there's a reason that many people choose to remortgage, and I'll touch on them briefly today as well. So what you can do is you can do a like-for-like change and switch your existing mortgage deal with a new lender. So this would require a new application to get put in. Usually we'd need to supply additional documents, pay slips, bank statements, ID, and then once the offer's accepted, there's legal work involved to transfer you to a new lender. Sometimes a lender will cover the cost of this as well for you, which is handy. But if you are going through things like a separation, or if you've got a new partner and you're looking to add them onto the mortgage, sometimes it's worthwhile having your own solicitor sort that out for you. But you can also do a like-for-like change with your existing lender. And that's where I've just touched on, that's known as the product transfer. And when you do that, it just means that when your current deal ends, you're switching that over to a new mortgage. What you can also do when you're looking to remortgage, and what some people take advantage of, is the ability to add additional lending onto the mortgage that you've already got and borrow more money in order to complete home improvements or buy a car, pay for school fees, pay off debts. So lots of reasons that someone might want to borrow additional funds on their mortgage. You can do this when you're remortgaging. It's usually the time that people decide to borrow additional funds is when the mortgage deal's up and they're remortgaging over to a new lender. But you can also borrow less. So if you've got money or you've inherited money, when it's time to remortgage, you can always reduce your mortgage balance down by paying on a lump sum. And if you're switching lender, you would just apply for less money and your solicitor would take all of the additional funds from you. So potential benefits of a remortgage could secure a new rate. So if you are coming to the end of your variable rate or coming to the end of your fixed rate, you can secure a new rate for a period of time, and it could avoid you going on to the lender's standard variable rate. Sometimes being on the standard variable rate can be handy because there's additional flexibility, but if that's not what you're after, it allows you to secure a new rate. Also, it generally comes with the option to choose something that's flexible and in line with your requirements. Because if you need something that is a little bit more flexible, but still giving you a lower interest rate than what's available in the standard rate, there could be options out there for you. You could also look to fund a project. So if you are looking to complete home improvements, you could look to do that. And then there's obviously debt management, where if you're paying off debts, you can add them and incorporate them into the mortgage. And although your mortgage balance is higher, you'd probably end up paying interest, more interest in the long run. It's giving you a lower contractual monthly cost, which could be important for you. Then there's the other benefits that I touched on, like the transfer of titles, or if you're adding someone onto the mortgage as well. But some key risks involved when remortgaging that you shouldn't forget about. So make sure that you understand the risks before you decide to do it, especially if you're adding dates on. You need to think carefully about adding dates on to the mortgage, just because, as I touched on there, you could be taking something that's maybe on 0% and adding it onto a mortgage and immediately paying interest on it over the next 30, 40 years. And by doing that, you could end up paying back more than double the amount that you're actually borrowing. So take care when you're making those decisions. Also, because mortgages are secured, you're securing these debts against your own property. So if you don't keep up the repayments, your home could be repossessed and the sale could be forced. And let's not forget, if you are currently tied into a current deal, you may have to pay early repayment charges to your existing lender to come out of your current deal early. That's just a few of the key benefits of remortgaging and some of the risks involved. I hope you found that useful. As always, if you've got questions, I'm always going to be here to help. As I say, I hope you found that useful, and if you've got any questions on it, fire them over.
Thanks for listening to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you find this useful. And if you want your questions answered, pop over to our Facebook page at Scottish Mortgage Podcast and ping us a message.